Hello everyone, my name is Akuo, and today I'll be going over how the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ completely changed my life. And I'll start with my short testimony. I'll go into a little bit of a longer one later on with a little bit more detail, but let's start with the shorter one. I was baptized into the Lutheran Church as an infant. I was confirmed in the Lutheran Church. I was raised in a Lutheran grade school, a Lutheran high school. I was a very worldly young man, addicted to things like video games, pornography. I was a sports fan, a sports player. I actually played American football. And I was a very worldly young man, and I was prideful and vain and pursuing the things of the world. And those pursuits led me to a college career in the arts. I was told I was good at art, and I went into graphic arts as my college degree. And once I entered into college, I took all my sin with me. It got worse and worse. But one thing that was really good that happened in college was I started to test things to the Word of God, even just a little bit. Through some online preachers I had bumped into, I had a lot of free time in college. I didn't have a lot of friends, so I spent a lot of my time online. And I bumped into some of these preachers that were teaching me a little bit of truth. They said that the church systems were not in the scriptures, that the building system, the denominational system, these systems weren't in the scriptures. And I started to question it. I'm like, really? I've never been told this. So I started digging into the Word of God, and yep, lo and behold, it's not in there. So I left the Lutheran Church, and that was really when I started to pursue truth, to pursue more truth in the Word of God. Still far outside of the truth of God in false doctrine in these online preachers, but on a track searching for truth. And I got rebaptized as an adult about halfway through my college career, and that's when I really started getting hungry for truth. And I felt a pull on my life, and I even told my parents that I would be doing some sort of ministry for the Lord in the future. I can't really tell what I'd be doing, but I had a feeling that I would be doing something. Like, I was on this track, seeking truth. And it wasn't until the end of my college career, it took me about 7 years to finish my college degree, my 4-year college degree. I was in and out trying to figure out what I wanted to do in my covetous, vain, prideful life. And I took a job leading a group of kids around Wisconsin, doing some different projects for a conservation group. And I had to lead these kids on a weekend kind of like retreat into the city, into a festival. And the festival I was at was called the Hayward Muskie Fest, Hayward, Wisconsin. And you can see those videos on don'tperish.com, the 2023. And you can even see me in some of the videos, the old man. And you can even hear the audio of me engaging with some biblical saints I ran into there. And I started listening to these biblical saints as they were preaching the Word of God, rebuking a pastor and whatnot. And it really got me thinking, because I was testing them to the Word of God in my head, and it sounded right. There were a few things that were off, but I really wanted to know more. So I sat down, asked them some questions, sat down again, asked them more questions later on. Got on the phone with him, was hungry for truth, and I started digging into the scriptures, and I found out all of the doctrines that these online preachers were telling me were not in the scriptures. I was actually following a false Christ. Because Paul says many false Christs will arise, and the Lutherans have a false Christ, the Baptists have a false Christ. Even the preachers online have false Christs, like once saved, always saved, and works-based salvation, and all of that stuff. So I had to place my faith in the biblical Savior, the one that requires obedience, holiness, and repentance, coming out of the world, following after him in spirit and truth, walking in the light as he is in the light. I had to believe in that Savior, Jesus Christ, the true Savior, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. And once I put my faith in that Savior, once I was digging through the scriptures and found that was the biblical Savior, I repented of many of my sins. And the first sin that really hit me was Proverbs 6:17. A proud look is an abomination to God. And I was puffed up with pride in the college system. And I was digging through the scriptures, testing things to the Word of God. I found that God, through the help of these biblical saints leading me through the Word of God, I found that God actually teaches men and women how to dress. And it's not taught anywhere that I know of by any other biblical preachers, teachers, anything like that. And we see that in Genesis 3, God actually kills an animal, sheds blood, covers Adam and Eve with coats of animal skin because their little aprons they made of leaves was not good enough to cover them. So the Lord actually covered them up with coats. And this is actually an archetype of Jesus Christ, the first shedding of blood. And Christ would eventually cover us with his shed blood, his sacrifice on the stake. But I had never seen that before in my study of the scripture, and I was convicted. A proud look. I was dressing proud. I was showing off my body. I wasn't treating clothing as I ought to be treating it as a professing Christian, as a professing temple of the Holy Spirit. So I had to cover myself up. I had to cover myself up because clothes were initially meant to be a sin covering. That's what they were meant for. And you can see how the world has turned it into a pride and vanity show with fashion and all of that. So I threw out all of my old clothes. I actually put them all in a garbage bag and threw them out. And I went to a thrift store, bought some cheap clothes, put them on, and covered myself up. And that was the first real act of obedience. And I was actually mocked for it by the kids I was leading around. But I was pressing through to the kingdom of God. That was the first time I repented, turned from my sin, and am following after the Lord in spirit and in truth. And that was an awesome moment for me. And after that, it was all up and up. I continued to seek truth, and eventually the Lord gave me an opportunity to drop my nets, to leave the situation I was in, to leave my job, leave my family, leave my friends, leave my career ambitions, lose my life to follow after Jesus Christ and van life. And I took that opportunity, I dropped my nets, and I left to follow Jesus Christ with all that I am. And ever since then, at some point along this awesome walk with the Lord, he granted me his Holy Spirit, a changed heart, a changed mind, and I'm convicted, I'm comforted, I'm led down the narrow path. The Lord is keeping me on the narrow path. He's so faithful. If you're faithful to the Lord, if you're willing to turn from sin and you turn from sin, you stop doing sin, you touch no unclean thing, the Lord will give you his Holy Spirit, because he gives the Holy Spirit to those who obey him, it says in the scriptures. So, I was born again. I was bearing fruits of holiness and obedience, and the Lord was changing me, conforming me to the image of his Son, and I have to endure every single day, and that's something that the Lutheran Church never taught me, that's something that the online preachers never taught me, is daily endurance. You have to endure in the faith. You have to keep holding on to Christ for the rest of your life. You have to pursue and strive through tribulations and trials. Through much tribulation, you will enter into the kingdom of God. And it's an awesome thing to have such a strong and powerful Lord, because his strength is made perfect in my weakness, because I went through many trials and tribulations, and I'll talk about that in a little bit. But he was faithful to me. He's given me more light, more understanding, more wisdom, because I've held on to the Lord, and I plan on holding on to the Lord until my death or until his return, and all for his glory, because without him leading me, guiding me in his scriptures, giving me his Holy Spirit, without me, ye can do nothing, it says in the scriptures. So, it's all his glory, it's all his power, it's all his awesome, awesome word and spirit, and I just got to give God glory for everything that's happened in my life. He's given me peace and joy. It's an amazing thing. So, I hope that was encouraging to you. That was my short testimony. And now I'll go into a little bit more of a detailed testimony, a little bit more detail on each point, just to kind of round out a few facts, give you a few warnings, give you a few exhortations, all for God's glory. So, like I said, in the Lutheran Church, I was a worldly young man. I was addicted to pornography. I was addicted to video games. I never had anyone tell me my sin was wrong or I had to leave sin. It was more of a suggestion. The Lord's commandments were suggestions. And we practiced Christmas, Easter, all the pagan holidays that the world would practice. We were told to pursue college or to pursue seminary in the Lutheran church. And I was a sports player, puffed up pride and vanity, and was going to pursue a college degree, get in a whole bunch of debt for really no reason, and be put on this campus with a bunch of other worldly people, have a bunch of free time. You can see how it's a dangerous situation for young men, young women. I absolutely don't recommend the college system if you want to seek the Lord. Don't even worry about that. Just seek the Lord, and all these things will be added unto you. But that was my worldly life as a Lutheran. I was acclaimed Christian. That's what makes it so scary. I thank God that he didn't kill me back then, that he had mercy on me for claiming his name, yet being so worldly. And that's my exhortation to you, is that if you claim Jesus Christ and you're still like the world, James 4:4 says you're an enemy of God. Follow the biblical Savior, repent of your sin, and come out of the world, because it is a dangerous thing to claim Christ and to trample his blood in your sin. So, I came out of the high school system into college, and I had a lot of free time, and I went online and started doing research into various things, and I ran into some entertaining preachers that kind of caught my attention, but they brought up some interesting points about the church system that I had never considered before, and that kind of started me on the track of seeking truth, because I never heard it before. And they started having me question the building system, like I had said, the denominational system, the pride and vanity, the traditions of man, the pew sitting, all of that stuff. And I really started to question that, and eventually I left it, because it just didn't make any sense in the scriptures. Even in my lost life, it just really didn't make any sense, the church systems. So I left that, stopped attending that, stopped associating with that. But I went into online teaching, and it's so dangerous to get tangled in that web of online teachers, because you can be messed up in four different false doctrines like at once. The doctrines of devils. Satan is all for confusion. He's all for eisegesis, which is isolating bits and pieces of the Word of God to fit your own ideology, your own doctrine, instead of exegesis, which is exiting the truth out of God's Word. So I got messed up in all of that. And not only that, I was attending some Christian online campus groups who were compromised and all about the fleshly worship of God, but every other part of your life isn't a living sacrifice. You can just go back into the world, be like the world, because they're friends of the world. They're on college campus. They want to be friends with people. They did friendship evangelism. We have to come up next to the person and kind of like lure them into the Christian church and whatnot. And even in my lost life, even messed up in false doctrine, that didn't sit well with me. And after I got rebaptized as an adult, full immersion, saying all of the words correctly, I was really put on a track of seeking truth. I really wanted the truth. And I isolated myself from people. I started to become separated in college. I really didn't want to engage with anyone because I could see the hypocrisy of the Christian groups, of the people that claim to be Christians, and I started really seeing that hypocrisy, and I just wanted to find the truth because I knew the truth was out there. And I felt that pull of some sort of ministry the Lord was leading me to, some sort of truth the Lord was leading me to, but I needed to get that truth. And there were some points I thought I had it, and once saved, always saved, but that wasn't the truth. Sometimes I would think I would have it in works-based salvation. I have the truth there. That wasn't the truth. And I kept digging around, trying to find the truth. It says in the scriptures, the Lord is a rewarder to those who diligently seek him. And during this time, I started to do some online campus ministry, and the campus ministry was basically just witnessing to some people on my campus, some of my classmates, a girl I was interested in because I was a worldly young man, and I started witnessing. I started to put Christ first before any of that. If these people don't like me anymore, I don't really care. I want to tell them the truth. And that kind of broke down that barrier of being afraid of telling the truth. And I praise God for that, even in my false doctrine, that he was prepping me to break through and share Jesus Christ and share what I knew. He was prepping me for that. And I actually stood out and preached twice on my college campus by myself. I made a sign. I painted a sign. It was on this thick board. It weighed like, I think it weighed like 25 pounds. And, or no, probably more than that, like 40 pounds. And I lugged this thing around all the way across campus and set up this huge sign. I knew it wasn't going to be blown over by the wind because it weighed like 40 pounds. And I preached. I didn't say any of my own words. I just read the Word of God on campus. And I stood outside of this Christian group that was doing a Mark drama, a Mark theater. They were taking the words of God, dressing it modestly, adding words, taking away words, making it a theater production to the book of Mark. And that really didn't sit well with me. So I stood out there. I read the book of Mark out in front of that, where they were holding that. And they actually came out and tried to stop me. They actually came out and said, "Why don't you come in and sit down?" And I said, "No, I'm reading the Word of God. I'm planting seeds out here. And if you're a brother of mine, you would be all for this. We're both planting seeds." And that's really when I started to be very bold about things. And I read the Word of God aloud on campus again when kids were walking by. It was a busy college day. And I read books from the Psalms, or chapters from the Psalms. And that was really, I know the Lord was moving me towards some sort of ministry. And it's an awesome thing to see the Lord kind of prep me for where he has me today. But after that, graduated college, was a worldly young man, still in false doctrine. And I went into a job traveling around the state of Wisconsin. It was kind of an interesting job. Very basic labor of like hitting the ground, making drain systems for trails and whatnot, using chainsaws and using basically just axes and shovels and removing rocks. And it was very just general labor, and I really liked that. And I was leading a group of kids, and we went to a festival one weekend because that was kind of part of the job description. I had to lead these kids to the things to do around town kind of a thing. And I went to a festival, and I found some biblical saints there. I saw the sign, I heard him preaching, and I walked up and I listened. Akuo, to hear. They that have ears to hear, let them hear. And I was listening to him, I was testing him in my mind, and I said, some of this stuff sounds right. But some of it was kind of pushing against some doctrine I had in my mind already. And I was like, well, you know, maybe that's right, maybe that's not right. So I went, I found him afterwards, and I asked some questions. And I sat down for hours, asked some questions. A few days later, sat down for another few hours, asked some questions. Called on the phone, asked more questions. And it got to the point where I was digging in the scriptures because I was anxious, because I was so afraid. You know, it says, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. I didn't know if I was in the truth or not. Like, this saint was showing me things in the scriptures that were so simple and so straightforward in the scriptures, but I was like, this contradicts my false doctrine of these things I had in my mind that were eisegesis, like isolating scriptures to make truth, and this was contradicting that. And it was just, I was so afraid but I eventually got to the point the Lord allowed me to see that I was following false Christs in the Lutheran Church, in online teachers, and the online campus ministries were following a false Christ. Because the Christ, the Jesus, the Lord of glory of the Bible, he requires obedience. It is a blood covenant, a New Testament. And no one ever told me that in the Lutheran Church. No one ever told me the truth that you can leave sin. The Holy Spirit gives you the power to leave sin. And I came to the point where I placed my faith, a trust, in the true biblical Savior. I knew he wanted me to obey and repent and come out of the world. And I had to make some action. I had to do something. So I said, okay, you know what? I repent. I'm coming out of the world. Like I said, I threw away my clothes, got some new clothes, and got rid of my pride and vanity, my hair stuff I used for my hair. I was just starting to strip things out of my life that I knew were bad for me. I actually stopped leading the kids around on those weekend retreats. I told my co-lead, I'm like, you're going to have to take this over. I'm following the Lord. I'm put on this new path. And he was really respectful for that. I praise God for that. But I basically just wanted to be in the scriptures and search the scriptures and make sure I was doing the truth, make sure this was right. And again, fear and trembling, like I was, it was scary stuff, because the Lord requires obedience. He really does. So it came to the point where I was obeying. We were moving around the state, and eventually the Lord opened up an opportunity where I could just drop my nets. I could follow him and pursue him with all that I am. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. And I said, okay, I'll do that. I would love to do that. And I dropped my nets. I left my job. I left my family. And I'll get back to that. I left my friends, left my career ambitions, and left my hopes and dreams in this life, because this life is fading, vain, foolish, all of that. I'm living for the kingdom of God now. So I left all of that, and I went into van life. I'm a van dweller now. And you strip out the flesh. They that are Christ have crucified the flesh with its affections and lusts. And I did that. And the Lord has blessed me ever since, following after him in holiness and obedience. And the thing about your family, and I want to warn anyone who's listening to this, the thing about your family is they will try to pull you back. It's going to be a fight. It's going to be a striving. You're going to have to strive to enter into the kingdom of God, because your family, your enemies will be they of your own household, it says in the scriptures. I've come to bring a sword. Mother against daughter, father against son, mother-in-law against daughter-in-law. 2 against 3, 3 against 2, it says in the scriptures. The Lord came to divide. If your family and your friends don't want to listen to the biblical gospel, don't want to lose their life, don't love the Lord, Paul says they're anathema. You have to leave them. Romans 16:17. Mark and avoid those that go contrary to sound doctrine, and avoid them. And there's plenty of other scriptures talking about avoiding people that don't love the Lord. You have to avoid them, because it'll be leaven if you don't leave it. And I hope you listen to my brother Zelos' testimony as well, of him coming out of the Hutterites. If you don't leave where you're at, the people you're associated to, if you think, well, I'll take them along with me, if they just need to see the truth, if I spend more time here, maybe they'll see it, or I have to find a job before I can leave this job, and I have to be sure I can support myself, and you make all of the excuses. You don't trust the Lord. You don't have faith that the Lord will provide. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Don't ask what you will eat, what you will drink, wherewithal will you be clothed, for after all these things do the Gentiles seek, right? That's what the scriptures say. You should be more worried about your salvation and obeying the Lord in spirit and truth. It says in the scriptures, fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Don't be wise in your own eyes. So don't sit back and think you can bring your family along with you, because I actually had my parents track me down as I was a few months into my walk. And this is how Satan's wolves work. They will track you down and they will try to lure you back. They'll try to still take a piece of you. They'll still try to get into your life and make you remember your past. When the Lord says, he that looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God. These people are to be marked and avoided. And I warn you of this. Leave it. Leave where you live. Leave your family. Leave your friends that don't want to listen to this. And pursue the kingdom of God, because you can't take anyone with you unless they are willing to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. So that's a big exhortation I wanted to make to you, is that these people will try to pull you back. There's a reason that the disciples just dropped their nets and left their father in the ship. You can read that in the scriptures. They didn't say goodbye to their family. They didn't say goodbye to their friends. They knew their whole life. They didn't say, well, I'm going to put in my 2-week notice for my job. They dropped their nets, and it's so important that you do that. And that's my big exhortation to you, because you're going to have to endure to the end every single day. If you wake up the next day and say, I don't want to do this anymore, the Lord's not holding you in bondage. You can willingly leave the covenant. You can be turned over. You can be given to this world. I mean, Demas, you read about Demas in the scriptures, he left Paul because he loved this present world. We're not supposed to love this present world. We're supposed to love the kingdom of God, which is coming back when Jesus Christ returns to establish his eternal kingdom. But you can go back, and it's very difficult the first few months, because you always, it's right there in the rear view mirror. A few saints gave this illustration to me a few times during my walk in my first few months. When you just leave, let's say, like a city, and you look in the rear view mirror, it's right there. It's right there. It's easy to look back and say, well, it's right there. I can just turn around. But over, you know, minutes, hours, maybe days of traveling, you look back in that rear view mirror, you can't even see it anymore, or it's either very, very, very small. So, and you won't, it'll be like, wow, that's a long way. I'm a long way along. I don't think I can go back now. I'm so far along. So I encourage you, keep going. Hold on to the Lord. Don't look back. Your family that's trying to pull you back doesn't love you. They don't care about you. It's the flesh. They're trying to get you back into your fleshly mode. They miss the fleshly person you used to be. They don't want to serve the Lord Jesus. Your friends, they like the fleshly person you used to be. They'll think you're in a cult following the Lord Jesus. They thought Paul was in a cult too. The Jews thought Paul was a cult. But you're following the biblical Savior. As long as you're testing everything to the Word of God, have hope and have confidence that you're not a reprobate, and that you're chastened of the Lord, you're a son. If you endure chastening, you'll be treated as a son. So just continue on. That's my encouragement to you. Whoever's listening to this, the family will try to stumble you. The family will try to stumble you. People in your past will try to stumble you. Keep moving forward, and the Lord will give you the strength to continue on. He'll give you the confidence. He'll give you the understanding. He'll give you the wisdom. As long as you continue to endure every single day, bearing fruit of holiness and obedience, because he wants you to bear much fruit for himself, until you inherit eternal life through his Son, unto life everlasting. So I just wanted to encourage you with that today. My testimony, my short and long testimony. My name is Akuo, which means to hear in the Greek, but my original name of my past life was Colin. But I adopted this new name because the Lord's going to give us a new name in Revelation. You can read about that. He's going to write a new name on a white stone for each of us. And we're a new man, we're a new creature in Christ Jesus. And I just want to encourage you that you must lose your life. You must forsake all and follow Christ, because if you lack one thing like that rich man, you will not enter into the kingdom of God. So I hope you all have a good rest of your day or night, wherever you are. Seek the Lord while he may be found. He will supply everything you need. His word is eternal. This world is fading. You are returning to dust. You're nothing more than dust, but the Lord is eternal, and he's calling you. Seek me. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything will be added unto you. So I hope you have a good rest of your day or night, wherever you are, and God be praised.